sleep. I'm so nervous in the night, and I don't know how to stop. I don't know how to stop. I don't know how to stop. I don't know how to stop.
Yeah. Resident. She had a band called Storm Incorporated while she was living here. She went north to Portland and has since done Balls, and then she's done a lot of solo stuff as well. She's under-heralded, I think. She's a very talented musician. Luxus Fadas by Puel from the album Sus. 2019 release out of France. That's a very trippy track. Very, very high musicality on that record. Rhythmically challenging for sure. No Self Control by Peter Gabriel from his Peter Gabriel 3 Melting Face record. Yeah, that's a classic. Before that, we had No Plan by David Bowie. There's a little insert from The Lost Highway in that. Mack the Knife by Louis Armstrong. Before that, 1956 track. That's an oldie, but a goodie. And then we had a little bit of Harry Doyle there from Major League. And then before that, the beginning of the set, we had Blues by Jordy Greep from his album The New Sound, which just came out in last year. Fantastic record. I would highly recommend that. Go get it. Go get it. Go get it. All right. So we're going to have a little Queens of the Stone Age coming up in the next set and a lot of other goodies. So stick around. I am the Alchemist. This is the Conflux Cornucopia Cerebellum.
Open your eyes.
Hour.
I'm an agent of the FBI.
So do you want me to leave or what?
Yeah.
had something to do with Max. With Max and Bird. Billy Exxon and Lester Young. Back in the day. Them cats coming out of Pittsburgh. By way of Kansas City. Way back when. When it ain't enough to win. Marcellus and that crowd. You see, it was like this. Yeah. There I was in the basement of this office building down there around Brooklyn Bridge. Rehearsal studios. And like, there was Bird. Bird with his arm around Wynton Marcellus' shoulder. All out of shape. I couldn't figure out what the hell was Bird doing. Put his arms around Wynton Marcellus' shoulder. But then it seemed to change. And then there was all these musicians. All these fantastic jazz musicians hustling and running across Brooklyn Bridge, descending into the city, the Big Apple, down there around City Hall, bright and early one morning, just a running. And there was this one guy who looked just like Lester Young. Then his image kept changing. Then he started looking like Billy Eckstein. Then back to Lester, then Billy, then Lester, then Billy. And I ran up to him and I said, "Say, man, and I said to him, I said, "Say, man, who's got the key?" He looked at me and says, "Key? What key?" He said, "Gus got the key." I said, Gus who?" He said, "Don't you know? Gus Johnson got the key." And that's when I did my research. Searched around the jazz scene, did the history of the music, inside out, outside in. Talked to one old timer way back when. I said, "Yeah, don't you know Gus Johnson was a drummer? Back out of Kansas City."
We're on the road. every town. We gotta play. If when we play, loving each day, hear what we say. Thank you.
Coming up here at the stadium, free admission to anyone who was actually alive the last time the Indians won a pennant.
After the lights go down low, baby, you'll know there'll be no reason for teasing me so. When the dancing is through and folks will be few, I'll be here sitting with no one but you, and I'll be needing you so. After the lights go down low, I wanna hold you and squeeze you as tight as I can. I wanna kiss you and please you and make you understand. And when you thrill me, you fill me with love so divine. Together we can have a good time. When the lights go down low, baby, you'll know there'll be no reason for teasing me so. Can cuddle up near without any fear, cause I got some sweet talk that you want to hear, and I'll be needing you so. After the lights go down low. The lights go down low, and I'll be needing you so. After the lights go down low.
Oh yeah, Al Hibbler there. That was after the lights go down. Back in the 50s, that was. All right. A little track from Major League there. Of course, another tribute there to Harry Doyle as being portrayed by the legendary Bob Uecker. Yeah, you're going to miss him, that's for sure. He had a nice run, though. 90 years old. Not too shabby, I got to say. Disappearing. Screaming Trees from Uncle Anesthesia. 1991 release there. A little blurb from Twin Beaks. Via the Spectrum Road, Tony Williams' Lifetime. That actually had Larry Golding on keyboards and John McLaughlin on guitar. And those terrible vocals by Tony Williams himself. Amazing music, though, man. The drumming is fantastic. Guitar work and keyboard work is just... It's pretty weird, but it was really, really good. Really, really good. Another oddball track right before that, Mineski, Martin and Wood from Combustication. Whatever Happened to Gus? And kind of detailed out some of that jazz scene from the 50s, 60s, New York. What happened around Bird with Wynton, around Wynton Marsalis' shoulder? Couldn't figure that one out. You got a killer scene there, man. Queens of the Stone Age from Lullabies to Paralyze. That came, wow, way back in 2005. All right, and that previous interlude was Barry Adamson from The Lost Highway. It's called Hollywood Sunset, and this particular little groove piece is called Evolution Revolution. Tommy Guerrero, who's also a local musician, quite talented, if you can tell by the killer groove that's going on behind my interruptive vocals. La, 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 la. Okay. All right, well, we're going to have some Violet Basso in the next set. She just played the other night across town, and she's a fantastic local artist. So that, and we've got some Sleepy Time Gorilla Museum, who's playing next week, which is something I'm debating whether or not I go or do my show. So you guys can figure that one out. I don't know yet. Yeah. Anyway, a lot of good stuff. I hope you stick around and enjoy it. Radio Valencia, I'm The Alchemist.
Fire is the devil hiding like a coward in the smoke.
worse than ISIS, worse than the most anti-virus. Living on this anti-virus, how can we relax in my business? It's melting down. I hope that I'll be ground. Won't you build a church when the world has no time? Melting.
uniform can change your attitude about a guy, he's still a dick.
Up to the plate, little brother, little league, 87, he was 8, rookie season for the skinny slugger, newly out of T-ball, pit against a pitcher with a ripper you could eat off, church, then a grip of loans, run a third verse, granny yelling, go Cubs, nose in a word search, see milfs like apes on a monolithic bleacher, in an advocating war and peace in lieu of sport and leisure, hi Peggy, I was 10, chewing on a sweet tart, little brother, left field, Queens guard, mean arm, knees bent, two out, two on bags, when I caught him staring down at something moving through the grass, hold up, tag runner in a whole cast. Rotate. Not before he could identify the culprit. Granny yelling, go Cubs. Graham yelling, go Fur. New left fielder, give a fuck about a homer. Got a homie, little rodent, head and shoulders at a supple. No baseball in the bubble. Ruh-roh, parents thought it adorable. The players followed suit, inning crawling to a close. Head coach not amused. Coach seeing red. Coach on the diamond, dragging 27 inches of aluminum behind him when he transfers third. The families turn nervous. The following is a transcript. The man burst vermin. Here we go. Man stands out by a hole. Pest pops up to patrol. Man plays live whack-a-mole in a scene that would try every childish adult. Whoa, Paul Barr with a ball mitt thrown over the fence. Coach hit the bench. Both teams lose. Good game, good game. Granny yelling, go Cubs, Cubs ain't playing. My little brother is a funny dude. A lot of funny shit happened to him. My other brother pretty funny too. Ain't seen him in a minute though. I wanna put one up for my brothers.
The one that's two to three.
Just in case of rough waters, I wanna put one up for my brothers. Yep, not a part of the machine. Big brother, big idea, 9-0-16. Noi button T, plaid, flannelated, an adolescent art kid. Tony Hawk hair, skinny puppy denim, and a record player vomiting alien sex fiend. Peel sessions in a Christian home for field testing. Thrill youth in a palm of your hand when your mom thinks Satan is involved in a band. We were buried in the Village Voice, checking it was playing where. Pulled his head up out the paper, pushing out a single tear. Five words like a beacon of light in the mist. Ministry live at the Ritz, it was Christ is risen. A crisp. Three loaves, two fish. Miracle of mechanized loops on 2 inch. Coming to a theater, he would be there in the flesh. Moms didn't say no, but she didn't say yes. Cop tickets, side of Flop Dickens. Countdown of ultimate concert experience. Mom's still worrying. Why are they called ministry? Are they a cult? Maybe she would probably investigate. Bought a mag with an Al Jurgensen interview. Read a couple sentences. Glanced at a pick or two or three. That's all. No fair trial. Simply, you will not be going to the show, and that's final. What occurred next were the top of the lungs of a son who unjustly had lost what he loved. In a moment that would transcend anger to high art said, this is something I am willing to die for. Can you even imagine a death in a band from industrial fandom? Anyway, nobody count no concert and Chris kicked rocks in his mismatched Converse. My older brother is a funny dude. A lot of funny shit happened to him. We hadn't spoken in a couple months. I called him last night. How you doing? I wanna put one up for my brothers.
The one that's two to three.
Just in case of rough waters, I wanna put one up for my brothers.
The one that's two to three.
See you.
Ripley,
Luna loves you.
But I'm a robber and a manslaughterer, and I haven't had any parental guidance.
She's forgiven you all these things. You love her. Don't be afraid, sailor.
But I'm wild at heart.
If you're truly wild at heart, You'll fight for your dreams. Don't turn away from love, sailor.